It's Monday, the first day of August 2011. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Iti Agnihotri Madholkar, and with me in the Harold and Blanche Cock News Studio is Becca Bacon Martin, the editor of What's Up Found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.
That's a lot to say.
Yes. I said that in a single breath, so.
That's good.
Yes.
I can still say Iti Agnihotri Madholkar.
Yes. You did it.
We practice this around here. Okay, we're going to talk about things that are on exhibit because Friday we had our visual arts calendar and what's up. Mm-hmm. So here's a few things going on. A traveling exhibit about the state's involvement in the Civil War. It's called Civil War Arkansas, 1861 to 65. It's on through August 19th at the Drennan Scott House Visitor Center in Van Buren.
Okay.
There's an art show of works by Dave and Sherry Moffitt opening today through August 26th in the Zephyr Blevins Gallery at Rogers Little Theater's Victory Theater in Rogers. The Artists of Northwest Arkansas Show, 17th Annual 10-State Regional Art Exhibition, opens on the 5th at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale. Mm-hmm. There is jewelry at Poor Richard's Art in Rogers. Yes, an artist named Fritz Porter. We'll talk about going later.
Okay.
Jonathan Harris Abstracts and Landscapes through August 31st at Julie Waite Designs in Rogers. Heartwood Gallery in Fayetteville is featuring fiber art and clothing by Darcy Harris. That's open for the month of August. And of course, True Grit, images and period clothing used in researching the set and costume designs for the movie, is on all year at the Fort Smith Museum of History. And tonight, if you want to make art instead of talk about art, there are auditions at 7 o'clock at Rogers Little Theater for the next show, which is Inherit the Wind.
Thank you, Becca.
Thanks, Ithi.
Becca Bacon Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.